listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got 4 feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire.
That's Alicia Keys on Trail Mix 103.1 with Girl on Fire. UB40 is coming up next. Gray here with you in the Trail Mix studios. And it's the football hour. Three more first. You're listening to Trail Mix.
Thirds of you leave my
Trail Mix 103.1.
Alanis Morissette, You Learn on Trail Mix. Big Country just a moment ago in a big country. It's that time of the week and that time of the day. Football and injury reports are out. Let me put it this way, Packer fans, that super early bye week next week might be perfectly timed. 14 Packers grace the injury list, though 3 are listed as full participants. Notable non-participants include offensive lineman Aaron Banks and Zach Tom, left guard and right tackle, respectively. Zach Tom, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, is not expected to play Sunday, but we'll see how much that matters after an extra week of prep. It's obviously going to matter a lot, but hopefully we can stop the bleeding before it starts, if you will. Dallas has no Myles Garrett. That's one thing, but they do have talent on the defensive line with the return of Dante Fowler. He put up 10.5 sacks for Washington last year, and now he's back in Dallas. They've also got our old friend Kenny Clark at defensive tackle. We could even see Jadeveon Clowney opposite Fowler. Back to injuries, though. Packers safety Javon Bullard remains in the concussion protocol. Limited players dominated the list, but that's somewhat normal for the Packers this early in the week. It's tough to forecast anyone with that designation without further info. So look for more updates tomorrow based on today's practice or lack thereof. I've got more football info from around the league later this hour. The Outdoor News is coming up next with a check of the weather and Def Leppard.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on Trail Mix by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that the walleyes are already moving into some of their fall patterns. What are the walleyes' fall patterns? I'll tell you, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that the walleyes usually follow certain patterns over the year. You have the pre-spawn pattern, the spawning pattern. Then you get into the post-spawn pattern, summer, and then fall, and then winter. And he says that the walleyes are entering their fall patterns a little bit earlier this year. He said you're going to see these fish moving shallower. A lot of those that are suspending will head to rock piles. They're in a little bit deeper water, but much closer to the shoreline. A lot of those fish that were using that mid-lake structure, all those mud flats, we'll move up to weed lines and to those shallow cobblestone regions that are spread out and have some sand. There'll be minnows, perch, a lot of forage in these areas as they start to move shallow as well. And he said a good time to go out and fish those walleyes is in the evenings, early mornings. He said during those low light periods, that's when you'll find the best bite. Because this time of year, as those fish move shallower, they'll be a little skittish. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to a low of 50. Tomorrow, another nice day, sunshine with a high of 72. And this sunny, warmer than average weather will continue through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
a snack for your ears. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
That's Bryan Adams, Summer of 69, following ELO, Don't Bring Me Down, and Def Leppard was there. Level 42, Lady A, John Cafferty, and Journey are coming up next. Before more football, here's something about you.
Can it be that
Morning Show with Greg Gunderson.
If you can see, yeah, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Just a little more time is all we're asking for. 'Cause just a little more time could open closing doors. Just a little uncertainty can bring it down.
You can never surrender. sides calling my love and misery. She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's blind. Slip to the dark side across our line.
Be distracted by all the squirrels and chipmunks. We do have the best mix in town. Trail Mix 103.1.
Highway run into the my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone tonight, sending all my love along the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start. Circus life,
Faithfully, Trail Mix 103.1. John Cafferty was there just a moment ago. I've got a random fun storyline slowly developing in the NFL. Giants head coach Brian Daboll is in an interesting position. And by interesting, I mean his career is in jeopardy. Daboll became the head coach of the Giants a few years ago when Daniel Jones was the starting quarterback. Danny Dimes, Indiana Jones, we'll get back to him. Daboll is an offensive head coach, hasn't had a defensive job in football since 2001, and he was brought into New York to massage the offense into competitive shape. Daboll is also the fifth head coach for the Giants since the legendary Tom Coughlin retired, and he's the only one so far to last more than two seasons. Daboll was hired in part to make Daniel Jones a success. Well, the Giants cracked the postseason the year that Daboll arrived in 2022, and the Giants even extended Daniel Jones in March of the following year. That's a four-year extension worth $40 million per year. That following season, Jones injured his neck in Week 5 and was out until Week 9. He returned and tore his ACL in the first quarter that week. Somehow last year was worse, though. Jones healed up, the Giants named him the starter again, and he was awful to start the season. Through 10 weeks, 8 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, barely completing half of his passes. Remember that $40 million a year figure? Well, Jones was benched for Tommy DeVito and asked for his release a few days later. That was just last November. From there, he played backup for the Vikings last season. He'd signed on there pretty quickly. And since then, he stole the starting job in Indianapolis, where they've started undefeated. That's where that Indiana Jones name comes from, by the way. Danny Dimes used to be a bit of a joke, though it was used in his better weeks in New York. But yeah, Danny Dimes was supposed to be improved by Brian Daboll, but he left and has gotten better. And Brian Daboll is now starting Jackson Dart, a rookie quarterback, this coming week. Daboll, we see what's going on there. We're beginning to wonder if you do, though. Keep an eye on that Giants game. Whether the game is that good, the story probably will be. That's it for football today on Trail Mix. Weather is coming up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and/or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
D&D Tire and Auto brings you the Go for the Gold Text to Win contest on Trail Mix 103.1 Park Falls. More than oil changes, tires, tune-ups, diagnostics, towing, your Cooper and Goodyear dealer with free lifetime rotations and community pride.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Way's month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to a low of 50. Tomorrow, another nice day, sunshine with a high of 72. And this sunny, warmer than average weather will continue through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Another keyword approaches, but don't get ahead of yourself. That's after 9 o'clock, and there's plenty of time to get us the keyword once you hear it. So let's focus on the music. Here's Wilson Phillips.
Change, things will go your way. You hold on for one more day. Can you hold on for one more day? Things you kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
Is Trail Mix 103.1.
Rise.
listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP.